The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Turned 20. Let me see. Let's see. Has it turned 24 times since the last time we said hello and how are you?
I don't think
no,
so.
It goes around once. Right. It would only have gone around once. If I were to have gone away for a month and came back, it would have turned around 30 times.
Right.
So the 24 hours is just the way everything is sliced up according to longitude and latitude. Actually, it's just latitude, not longitude. Got that, Jennifer?
Thank you for the lesson, sir.
You're welcome. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here with Lessons of the Day, Thursday, November the 20th. What's going on? A lot of things that may or may not be of interest. I tend to sort of skim over things like the Florida shooting. Do we need to spend any time on that? No. Are there people in Florida that are interested? Yeah, but what do you get from having a conversation about that? We all know that there are crazy people and they do crazy things. How about round two in Buffalo? Yesterday at this time, we were talking about 70 inches of snow in some areas. Roads shut down.
In my professional opinion, quite a lot of snow.
A lot of snow.
Yes.
Yes. What would constitute a lot of snow?
70 inches.
70 inches.
Yes, that's a lot of snow.
How much snow? This sounds like a graph. How much snow is it? Remember, how cold is it? How much snow is there? Well, there is, let's see, 1 year average in Buffalo, about 93 or 94 inches, which is close to 8 feet. That's the average over the course of a winter. There are an additional 2 to 3 feet possible due to the lake effect. So that would mean there will be, in some areas, 6 feet of snow on the ground in 3 to 4 days, a month before winter begins. How's that for drama? The lake effect snow, we've heard about. Meredith comes from Buffalo. She says they get more snow in Syracuse than they do in Buffalo. Didn't yesterday. This is a very regionalized snowstorm. Kicking them right in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good thing is there's a rapid warm-up coming. Temperatures will be 60 there by Monday.
But then the bad news is that floods, exactly, because it's going to melt too fast.
Well, there, and it's also cold enough to have frozen at least the surface of the ground. So there's an inch or so of permafrost. So the rain doesn't absorb, the moisture doesn't get absorbed. It just rolls off. Buffalo usually shrugging its snow, but this even has people up there thinking, my God, what do we have coming this winter? And, yeah, this could be it. It could be. This could be all the snow they get for the whole winter. Stranger things have happened. Anyway, for those of you who are from Buffalo and you're not there, I'm sure you're feeling wonderfully well. 132-mile stretch of the New York Thruway is still closed, or was as of late last night. So what are people doing that are in their cars? Here's a guy who's driving a truck who went in the back of the truck. He's hauling office chairs. He took the chairs off of a pallet and went to sleep on a pallet.
I don't blame him. What else do you do?
Listen, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. Would you?
No.
Think about it. The truck.
I ask the question why they can't just like send some like helicopter or something to rescue them, or why can't get out and walk or
something?
There
were thousands and thousands of people who were stranded.
One at a time.
On the motorway. This is the highest snowfall on record, save one circumstance where there was 65 inches, about, 1921. was the year. So you go back that far. No train service. There's a line, a main line between Albany and Buffalo. That was shut down. So that's the way. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about the some area of every state, including Florida and California, had temperatures below freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Northern California, the panhandle of Florida. So Michigan also cold and snowy. The northern, the what they call the UP, the Upper Peninsula. Anybody want to give us a report? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Anybody bemoaning the snow in our comments? Are they all about politics, et cetera, Kenny?
It's mostly about politics.
Yeah.
A little bit about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much done, I think. Don't you think it's done? Jennifer's the television person here. They've canceled all whatever development stuff they were doing.
Yeah, everything's shows. Been canceled with
yeah,
them.
Right.
And then I'd heard yesterday a local radio show, John and Ken, in Los Angeles had another one come out.
Another woman
who is now Lou Ferrigno's wife.
Really?
Has come out.
She wasn't then.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. No, I think he's done. Now, should he be after all these years? This is all stuff that's years old.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad all the way around.
It is.
True or not, it is very sad.
Mm-hmm. But we get so worked up about our heroes. Cosby has led a very interesting life. He brought a lot of information and fun to us with his television shows. I Spy, that's where I get started. What was the guy's name?
Robert Culp.
Robert Culp, right. Thank you. Yep. All right, while we're in the celebrity department, Bono had 18 screws.
Jeez.
Ouch.
18 screws. Two surgeries. Suffered after a New York City bike accident. Multiple fractures. 18 screws in the guy's legs. Woof. What is that going to feel like? How do you... just trying to imagine. I know people who have had those operations. And I just can't imagine what it feels like to have somebody actually put a screw into your bones. A screw into your bones. Wow.
What they do, but it doesn't sound nice, does it?
Let's see here. He referred to it as a cycling spill. 5 hours of surgery, 3 metal plates. That's what they need, the 18 screws to hold the metal plates into position. He was trying to avoid another bike rider. Facial fractures, left shoulder blade broken, left eye humerus bone shattered in 6 places. The bone came through his skin. Good God, what does that do to the upcoming tour? Can't be good news for people who are...
He had a rough week. That plane crash, bicycle accident, or not plane crash, but
plane
the door blew off of his
the plane.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. We've started off this hour with a bang. 888-302-3684. Always interested in your thoughts. It is the Doug Steffen website for sure. But it's a collaboration of lots of different things. And people, as we get close to Christmas, have found... There was a lady who sent me an email, in fact, Kenny, who is a fan of the program. And her daughter is a fan of the program. And she said, "What can my daughter loves you. What can we get her from you for Christmas?" Okay. We have the Good Day Goody section. You have, I think, separated that out, Kenny, with a picture of a Good Day mug. So if you go to DougSteffen.com and you go down into the first section, you'll see a Good Day mug there, and then a link into the Good Day Goodies department. Take you directly to the store. You can click on the Good Day logo on Facebook and find the store as well. What will you find there? An assortment of wearing apparel with a Good Day logo on it, tote bags with a Good Day logo on it, cups with a Good Day logo on it, mugs, keychains, lots of cool stuff. So, if you'd like to place your safe and secure order, you get a 20% discount on every item in the store. by using the Doug Steffen website. So just for the heck of it, you got somebody that likes the program, likes the people. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee on anything that you buy. So, and we add things from time to time, but the Good Day stuff that's in there has gotten pretty good reviews. I shouldn't say pretty good. They've gotten very good reviews because nicely done. It's quality stuff. So check it out. Buy Good Day Goodies at DougSteffen.com.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
You'll find big names at even bigger savings when you shop late Friday and early Saturday at Kohl's.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off all toys from Fisher-Price, Playskool, Barbie, and more. Take 30 to 50% off all watches from Boulevard, Seiko, Timex, and more. Save extra on kitchen electrics, too, like Keurig, KitchenAid, and Nutribullet. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family packs. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Find your yes. Kohl's.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
888-302 Doug. John's in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to Good Day, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hi.
I just want to know, you're talking about Bono.
Yes.
I just want to know if you know the difference between Bono and God.
Bono is a human and God is not.
No.
Oh, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
God doesn't walk around Ireland thinking he's Bono.
That's a great joke. I love it.
That was one of the best.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
I didn't ask him if he was Irish.
Yada, yada, yada.
Da, 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 da. So the question has come up as to why the black community, whatever that is not supporting Bill Cosby. Because he's not black enough? Why would
No,
he?
It's not about the color of his skin. It's the fact that I think he has been very critical of young black men.
As well, he ought to have been. And more
and
people
he was right.
Be. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. So they don't like that because nobody likes to look in the mirror. Look
no
in the mirror.
Called out.
Yep. All right, 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Did you know that? Wow.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Jammin. You got your jammins on, Jennifer?
I actually do have my jammins on, yes.
Jammins. Bob Marley, you're cranking up, Michael. You're gonna love this. Bob Marley's dead, but he's in the news today.
He's a new spokesperson, right?
Family of Bob Marley has reached a deal with a company here that wants to market Marley marijuana. Oh, it's Marley natural marijuana, which makes it even better.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Organic, yes.
Organic marijuana. Do you think Bob Marley ever smoked any pot?
No. I don't. The better question is, I don't think there was any pot he didn't smoke is probably the better question.
Pot calling the pot, in a sense. But he was jamming. A lot of people do their best when they're under the influence. You hear Lady Gaga talk about smoking a joint when she's trying to be creative, right?
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. That is actually quite funny, Jennifer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, 25 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Food for thought. Let's have a little less food and a little more laughter. The late-night shows and the monologues usually provide us with a smile or two. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and Craig Ferguson here now on Good Day.
Analysts say that on Thanksgiving, Americans throw away, the statistic just came out, Americans throw away at least $282 million worth of leftovers. Yeah, and when you look at most Americans, that's clearly not enough.
Yesterday, the Senate, they came up one vote short of getting approval to build the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Democrats said the pipeline could accelerate global warming, and then people who have been outside today were like, sounds good to me. Let's accelerate this global warming.
According to a new poll, Americans believe that Ebola is the third most urgent healthcare problem in the United States. They also believe the first two are obesity and zombies.
The new season of Duck Dynasty premiere tonight. Try to contain your excitement, gay community. Duck Dynasty's not really my thing. I'm not really okay with people who kill helpless birds, he says just a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what they do. They kill the turkeys.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to eat them alive.
Ooh, that's gross. Ellen DeGeneres joking about getting ready for the upcoming holidays.
We're in the middle of November. Can you believe that? I don't understand how that happened. Are you excited for the holidays, everybody?
This time is filled with some of the biggest celebrations and some of the biggest disasters, like trying to cook a casserole and potatoes and pie at the same time, or hanging 200 strands, like, you know, sprinkling little twinkling lights outside, and then you realize I don't have an outlet. What am I? Or mixing vodka with Aunt Tammy.
What's Aunt Tammy?
Aunt Tammy.
Oh. Oh.
Like Uncle Dougie.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Let me take another drag on my marijuana cigarette. I wonder, that makes me wonder whether anybody on the air, any of our friends who are...
Yes, the answer is yes.
Smoke while they're on the air?
Oh, I'm sure.
Really? Who would you think would be good for that?
Give I'm not going to play this game, but I'm just going to say it's probably really happened.
What would you do? Jennifer Horner, her father, Michael, run the CRN Digital Studio Facility, which provides an outlet for a lot of people who are in this business to be on the air. What would you do in the studios now? You have three studios. What would you do if you went into one of them and found Robert Conrad, for example,
smoking a joint?
Toking up, yeah.
You know, I don't know what we would do. Yeah. It depends, you know. I mean, how inebriated is he when he's done?
Do you get it? I thought inebriation was only for liquor.
No, it's kind of the same sort of deal.
Yeah, but is that the term that you would use? If somebody is high on pot, are they inebriated?
They're stoned.
Stoned? Yeah, I get that. You don't get stoned on alcohol, no. Right? You get stoned on marijuana or other wacky weeds. What is it, peyote? That stuff will get you too, won't it?
Drug lessons with Doug.
Yeah, right. The America's foremost expert in drugs. 28 after our
like
good
Sanjay
day.
Gupta.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up, what do you think of UC Berkeley's student petition to disinvite Bill Maher because of his critical comments about Islam?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and David Korn. UC Berkeley has a student petition to disinvite Bill Maher from a speaking gig because he's so famously anti-Islam on television. Thoughts?
I think Bill is probably equally hard. Well, maybe not equally hard, but he's hard on all religions. He's one of our leading atheists out there. And I'm not sure I'd want to see Christians' petition for him not to come. In these situations, I think it's hard to come up with a general rule. You know, Condoleezza Rice had an issue in some campuses. I would like to see campuses, if someone's controversial, bring them on, not pay them a hell of a lot of money, because I think that's better off spent on student aid or books, but make sure that they are in a forum where they can be grilled.
I hate to say it, I agree with him
100%. Oh, two for two.
Look, I like Bill Maher. I like going on his show. I think he enjoys being controversial, and it gets him re-upped at HBO. But David's right. I believe that controversial political figures say controversial political things, and being in a forum where they can be questioned by students, where they can be pushed by students, I think leads to a greater understanding on both sides.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and David Korn.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Morning or sometime during the day, get themselves adjusted. Tinfoil and all. Jennifer Horn, adjusted. Ken Kessler, adjusted. Michael Fortier, somewhat adjusted. 888-302-3684. The usual approach that I have to the government is moderately negative. Would you agree with that?
I would agree that you have a negative approach to the government.
No, is it negative or moderately a negative?
You know, whatever it makes you feel better.
Really?
I'd say you're not a fan of organizations or government, police.
Authority.
Law.
People
in your business.
It's my business. It's not their business. Business, by definition. But it's pretty... I have my targets. There are people like the president and things that go on in Congress and the NSA, and those are my usual targets, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree that the FDA... Okay, so here's time aside for the EPA.
Okay.
The Environmental Protection Agency that you are paying for through your largesse. Don't you feel good about giving all this money to the government? And how wonderfully well...
I love my large ass given to the government. Yes. I love handing over extra
dollars. So you'll be happy to know,
yes,
according to published reports, that there are 8 employees, high-level employees at the EPA, who are being paid $1 million to stay home. They are on paid leave.
I like this deal. Tell
me
more.
4 of them will be gone for at least a year, and 2 of them are in their 4th year of collecting full salaries and benefits, but they haven't done a damn thing. The employees were paid not to work for 20,926 hours from January of 2010 through the end of last month, costing taxpayers $1.1 million. The only reason we know this is that there is a watchdog agency that has filed a report looking at the payroll, the Government Accountability Office, looking at the payroll of the EPA.
Wow.
More than 57,000 employees across the federal government have been sent home in the past 2 years for a month or longer on full pay. The tab that you and I are paying for these workers is $750 million at the moment. 57,000 workers on paid leave. Some of them accused of misconduct that ranged from a dispute with a supervisor to actually performing criminal activity while they were on the job. The EPA has carefully exercised its discretion, so they say, in placing these employees on administrative leave in cases of serious allegations of misconduct. Why the hell aren't they fired? Auditors estimate that the EPA paid $17 million in salaries for 69 employees who have been out on leave because of scurrilous activity for a month or more in the last fiscal year. Huh? So why isn't that the headline in every newspaper across the country today?
More of our money at work, right?
The Inspector General, conducting an audit of time and attendance records after criminal activity, here's a EPA administrator who stole $900,000 from the federal government, and he was on paid leave.
It's ridiculous.
Why they're investigating him?
If that happened in the private sector, what would happen to that guy?
Jail,
exactly. You wouldn't have to worry about paying him.
No.
Unbelievable.
What are we missing here? Senator Charles Grassley says, quote, taxpayers are paying for a fully functioning workforce and they ought to get it. Duh. At least he apparently smelled there was some smoke around the EPA and he has no love for him anyway, so he sicked the government watchdogs on him. They came up with a report, so we can thank him and Senator David Vitter of Louisiana for looking into this. Auditors discovered these eight employees during the payroll analysis of employees who don't log into their computers for 4 weeks or more. Because some have 4 weeks vacation, they can take it all at once after that if they're not logging. So isn't that interesting that this is all computerized in a manner of speaking? Isn't that interesting? Everybody signs into a computer now. That's how they tell whether you're at work or not. You're not at work. If you didn't sign in, you're not at work. Do you realize what that means? Every single federal employee has some sort of electronic device, and the only way that they know whether they've shown up for work is if they turn them on.
Mm-hmm.
How would that work if it was that way at your business, Jennifer?
Ugh, first of all, I know when people are not at work because I walk through the office there. And
right.
See it.
Yeah.
And I'm there watching and looking.
This is... This extensive use of administrative leave has got to be something that people have more discussion about. Isn't this an issue?
And better yet, I notice when people aren't there because things don't get done because everybody has a very important function at our office.
Mm-hmm.
In the government, people can be gone forever because they're so bloated, no one's
right. Working
anyway.
Exactly.
They might as well go home.
So what do we do about this? Now that we've spent 4 or 5 minutes grousing about it, what do we do about it? 888-302-3684. I'm serious.
Demanding changes.
Well,
and I think you saw in the election.
Changes.
Every time. Every
time.
So
you think this will fix this? The election's going to fix this?
I don't think it's going to fix it, but I think we need to start sending a message as a group of voters. We need to start sending messages that we're not going to stand for the status quo anymore and that we'll start dumping those big incumbents. Come on.
It's unusual for a report like this to show up critical of what's going on in the Washington Post, but that's where it showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So... Anyway, I just this is the kind of stuff. This is more important. I don't know. Do we rate this, Kenny, as more important than the executive action on immigration? Is more important?
Yeah, I think so, because no matter what Obama does, he's still going to have to fight with Congress over this.
Right.
But this is something that, and I'm sure this has been going on for
forever,
longer than we want to think about.
Yep. Yeah.
But I just wonder, as badly as things are running in Washington, would it be better or worse if all these people did show up to work?
Well,
well, interesting question.
Well, what it says, I think you've got the right question. We don't need the 57,000 people, obviously. Government's running. So why are they even still on the payroll? If they aren't needed in the first place, why are we still paying them? What is there about the system that is that wrong that allows something that is that wrong to go on? Many people aren't, and how much of that money, I mean, that's like welfare. How many people are on welfare in this country? What? 100 times that? We have 5 million people that are just, you have 40-some-odd percent of the population getting some sort of government assistance in one way or another. So it just goes on and on, whether you have a job or you don't have a job there. I know a lot of people, you do too in your circle, I'll bet, who get a job with the government because it's quote-unquote secure. They can't fire me. That's all people care about. But some people, anyway. That's
and
not what I care
a lot
about.
Of people I know go after job, after county or government, city, state jobs because they get a lot of time off.
Yeah.
They get a lot of money, and then they get a lot of benefits
they don't have to, work
to
hard.
Retire.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to work hard.
Right.
Yeah. So we've created this false sense of security. It isn't a false sense of security. Because look at the 57,000 that are not working. They're getting paid. So it is a secure reality. You, if you work for yourself or a small company or even a big company, you don't have that security.
Nope.
You can't have that security.
It can be a little bit scary every day when you work for yourself.
Speaking of business, Target reporting profit rising in the third quarter, recovering from the fallout because of the data breach last year at this time, right? Wasn't it Target actually at this time began to have its problems last year?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a whole year.
Where did this year come?
Isn't that amazing?
I know. It feels like that was just going on.
I'm trying to figure out, why are they closing 100? Is it 100 stores or 10 stores? Target's closing some stores. Michael, you remember?
I think it's got to only be 10, don't you think?
That are, I don't know how many. They have so many stores. My God. You love Target. You
I love Target. And I haven't heard this story, and I know this is the second time you brought it up, so that's why I was thinking it must be the lower number. But I love Target. I was just there last weekend.
There are people who like it because it's clean.
It's clean.
Well organized, and these are people, there are a lot of polls that are being done. The prices in many circumstances are comparable to Walmart.
In some. Here's the deal, like, because I'm a discount shopper. Look, I don't have a ton of money.
Yeah.
Walmart, for me, I used to go there a lot when I wore, like, contact lenses. The contact lens solution, all that stuff was so much cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, Target, though, I think has done better with their prices, so they're not as expensive as a grocery store or a drugstore, so it's better pricing. But it is so much cleaner. It's more well-lit. It smells better. And it's just kind of got this vibe of, like, really cool, like, home decorating stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's got, so I can go in there and buy clothes. I can go in there and buy a pair of socks. I can go buy plates. I can go buy cat food all at the same time.
Yeah.
Strawberry, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And I have to say, for their grocery department, and I think Walmart is the same way. They have a really good grocery department.
Yeah.
They do. They have a lot of items that you can't get anywhere else.
Target just looks clean when you walk in there.
Yeah.
I've never been in a Walmart in my life, but any pictures I've seen of them, I don't do anything for me. And everybody who talks about the parking lots, there's a Walmart in Framingham, and it's connected, and it's in an area where there are other stores. The parking lot is so filthy.
The great thing about Walmart is they have, like, a craft section that I'm big into. I like that. They have, like, crafting products.
They don't have that at Target?
No. And it's great for, like, camping supplies. Like, if you need chairs or if you need, like, stuff when you want to go camp, it's great. There is no better price than that. That's where I go for Walmart.
So it's not a commercial for Target.
For either one, no.
No. Well, you're not going to mistake that with what I said about Walmart.
I'm just very excited. I'm a shopper, so I get very excited.
Yeah, well.
It looks like Target's closing 11 stores.
11 stores, yeah.
And they closed 8 earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
This article that I'm looking at says that, so there's 19 closing this year, and that's how many they opened last year.
So they closed because they're in bad areas?
Underperforming.
Underperforming, yeah. Well, that happens. So I have one bit of information before we pause for a moment. I've started to gather information on various websites. So I'm going to, and if you have a website that you use that you think would be productive for me to talk about, please send it along to me, Doug@DougStefan.com. Today's website is Medigard.org, M-E-D-I-G-U-A-R-D, Medigard.org. You can go there and check it out. It's a free medication monitoring service that provides you with safety, recalls, updates, checking information about drug interactions. So if you happen to be on a couple of, maybe more than one or two drugs, the safety alerts that are published there, updates on various drugs, are all free. This is a free service. So those of you who perhaps are on to various things, we've had a lot of conversation about statin drugs. Notice that in the news media this week, these cholesterol-lowering drugs. People my age, Kenny's age. Kenny, you on a statin?
No.
No, okay. There are a lot of people who are on them to lower risks. Ken Kronhaus has been telling me for 10 years that I should be on a statin. Instead, I've gone the natural route. But I'm looking, one of the reasons that I didn't want to go on a statin is because even though I trust Ken with my life, literally, I just don't like this stuff because the testing, it's about 30, what, statin, I think statin drugs have been used for about 30 years, is that right? So they came into the marketplace 25, 30 years ago, and I didn't think there was enough testing behind it, but now that they've been used for these past 25 and 30 years, and they have been, they've been continually perfected, would that be the right word? They are better, but there's a landmark study that's out this week that suggests that this stuff really works. It lowers heart risks, the risk of death from heart problems. So Ken was right on it when he talked about statin drugs. It's 12:04 the hour on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my product picks to bust the stress of holiday prep and shopping. Canon's Pixma MG6620 wireless inkjet photo printer makes personalizing the holidays by printing photos very easy. The Printing Solutions app allows direct photo printing from iOS devices and social sites like Facebook and Twitter. NFC technology allows printing from Android devices too with a single tap. Priced under $150 makes it a holiday must-have. Bissell Symphony can vacuum and steam at the same time or separately. Forget about the broom, dustpan, mop bucket, and harsh detergents. This brilliant machine uses suction, tap water, and steam to deliver barefoot clean floors while removing 99.9% of germs and bacteria. At just under $200, cleaning has never been as affordable and effective. Jura Z9 One Touch Automatic Coffee Center features an Aroma Plus Burr Grinder for a bean-to-cup experience that's freshly ground, not capsule. The color display makes choosing and programming one of the 11 coffee specialties a breeze. Jura's fine foam technology provides fine feather-like consistency. Jura elevates coffee brewing to the ultimate level. Kyocera makes the most durable and full-featured smartphones available today. The ultra-rugged Brigadier affordably provides the ultimate in toughness without breaking the bank. And if you don't need that level of protection and you're looking to pay as you go, the Hydrolite provides affordable performance at an incredible price without sacrificing the peace of mind of being waterproof, shockproof, and drop-proof. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At GEICO.com, that
that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ourselves in Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As many as three different items, maybe four, depending on how quickly we get into the material here, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. We'll start with Shelley Palmer, as usual, who reports today on Verizon's Connection Day. Connection Day is the day before Thanksgiving, and there are a lot of free perks, apparently, that Verizon is presenting. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Normally, we're at the day after, so it will be a week from yesterday, right? Wednesday. Next Wednesday is Connection Day. Mm-hmm. Hear all about it in a moment here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This Thanksgiving, let Sam's Club help you whip up a delicious feast for less. Come in for mouth-watering fresh turkey, just 99 cents a pound, and 35 cluster baked dinner rolls, just $3.98. Finish off your meal with velvety smooth 12-inch Daily Chef pumpkin pie for only $6.98. That's the recipe for a memorable Thanksgiving meal. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Thanksgiving and the holiday season are almost here, and Verizon wants to make sure you stay connected. Verizon has dubbed the day before Thanksgiving, November 26th, as Connection Day. Verizon says Connection Day is an opportunity for you to connect with everyone you love, like your family, friends, music, and apps, on one of the busiest travel days of the year. It also means tons of free stuff for you. Verizon More Everything customers that register for Connection Day can get an extra gig of data for free, plus another gig during their next billing cycle. Verizon Wireless isn't the only one phone offering free perks on Connection Day. To make traveling easier and less stressful, Amazon is offering free Audible audiobooks. Condé Nast is offering free digital magazine downloads. And JetBlue, Boingo, and GoGo are serving up free Wi-Fi on flights and at airports. To make the most of everything Connection Day has to offer and ensure you get as many free goodies as possible, sign up at Verizon.com/Connection Day. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with... Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Hello.
Weather forecasters are predicting that many parts of the country are going to see below normal temperatures. Really, you think? Those weather forecasters, you can't pull anything over on them. Extreme winter weather conditions are likely in the coming months. Is your home prepared? That's the question, and a great question, too, given the weather realities. Here's Brian Osich with more.
Extreme cold and increased snow totals are expected to blanket most of the country this winter. Host of TV's Today's Homeowner, Danny Lipford, says there are easy ways to winterize and protect your home to keep your family safe this winter.
Sealing up the envelope of your home, more weather stripping, more caulking. Make sure you have your furnace serviced. You want to also make sure you stock up on a few things like rock salt or some type of de-icer, and certainly make sure that snow blower is ready to go.
Last year, millions were left in the cold and dark after winter storms caused extended power outages. Lipford says don't let misconceptions of home standby generators keep you from having a backup power supply.
Generac power systems have developed systems that are much smaller, so they don't really stand out in your yard. They're much more efficient. Technology that they're using now allows the power to turn right back on immediately after there's a power outage and to turn off as soon as the power is restored.
For more, go to Generac.com/beprepared. That's Newsbreak from Generac.
All right. Kenny, help me with this, please. There's a Facebook post, President's Facebook account posting the plan for his action on immigration reform. He announced it on Facebook?
No, announced that he would be speaking tonight.
Oh, so the Facebook post says he's going to announce his plan. So is that abnormal or different, or is that something that's normal?
No, it's normal.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.